save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Hey, Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Dom and Crute here on the Devil's Advocates on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, and on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM Waukesha, and then up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM, and also Wisconsin Rapids, Rapids as we call it in this state, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. I'm happy to be pitch hitting here for Dom and Crute. I just want to give you a heads up that at 5:06, I'm going to have Representative Francesca Hong on with me. She's on that audit committee. She's one of those Democrats who asked for an audit of Michael Gableman. So we'll talk about that, and we'll probably talk about the governor's race, too, with Representative Francesca Hong, who is one of my heroes. But I encourage you to call in the next 10 minutes, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And let me know what's on your mind, either about what's going on here in Wisconsin or the big Trump warrant and seizure of documents. We have Dick in Madison who's on the line. Dick, what's on your mind?
Matt's been a big fan for a long time.
Oh, thank you, Dick.
Progressive Magazine. Real quick, I'm wondering why this happened at all with Trump. Because there's a law in the books, the Presidential Records Act, that came out after, you know, I know you know all about it, but right after Watergate in the late 70s, it was signed into law in 1978. And it says that White House records and property are, they belong to the federal government, not to the president who created them. So why was he even enabled to take them with him in the first place? It just, this guy has skated on so many things. You know, and then another real quick thing that just happened this week that amazes me, these Republicans are on the attack constantly, on the FBI even now and on law enforcement. And then just this week, John Bolton thanked the Justice Department for saving his life, which they did between the FBI and the Justice Department.
Dick, thanks for the call. Sorry to interrupt, but you're absolutely right. I mean, this defund the FBI stuff coming out of the Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, is just absurd. And you're right about the Presidential Records Act. I mean, Trump was able to do it just because he, you know, thinks he's above the law and thinks he can get away with anything. And he told us he could get away with murder on Fifth Avenue. And he's gotten away with everything his whole life because he's had all sorts of money to sue people who got in his way and bully people and threaten people and lie. That's his whole MO.
And our institutions are boxed in by norms, right? It's acting in good faith. You know,
yeah.
That a president
right,
won't
Evan.
Come
I mean,
and just take stuff.
You know, this system of checks and balances that we're told is so great in third grade and seventh grade and high school social studies class. Hey, it's not so great. We almost lost the whole democracy on January 6th. And it's still pretty fragile right now today. So, you know, this idea that we're going to survive because of this brilliance of our founders. Hey, we need to survive because all of us as activists, as citizens, as defenders of our democracy are going to defend our democracy and not wait for some fanciful rescue from our long gone founders. That's not going to get it done. But the thing about Dick's call that surprises me is that this warrant wasn't citing the Presidential Records Act. It was citing the Espionage Act.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's really throwing the book at Trump. Again, the Espionage Act says anyone, among other things, anyone who through gross negligence permits national defense documents to be removed from their proper place of custody can be fined $10,000 and sit in the pen for 2 years. So I think the indictments are coming. I think this was the first shoe to drop, and I think there are other shoes to drop. I think you're going to throw all the shoes at Trump, and he's going to be indicted on a whole, probably a dozen counts or more. But let's go to our callers, and I encourage the callers to call. All of you who want to call and talk with me, 844-967-2789. We got Wisco Paul on the line. Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. My quick grievance is Gableman and Boss spending north of $1 million on election fraud that does not exist. And then you had a gentleman call in and said corruption, I think he said, is on both sides. Well, the Democrats are not squeaky clean, I'll admit that. But to my knowledge, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen Democrats carrying fake electors around. I have never seen them involved in an insurrection like January 6th. I've never seen them investigate an election that was, for the most part, clean. In fact, this state is squeaky clean. And the Republicans are, I've said this before, are the ones that set up the way we vote in this state. Actually, made it harder because supposedly there was busloads of people coming up from Illinois to vote, you know, all that story goes. So, okay, we have problems on both sides, but not that kind of problems. This is serious things. I don't know who the Republicans are anymore, but this is very, very serious.
You know, Wisco Paul, it's a great point that you make that I know there's cynicism out there about politicians of both sides of the parties. You know, everybody's this, everybody's that. But there is a qualitative difference between what maybe some Democrats did and what these Republicans did on January 6th and what Donald Trump did in his office, the only president of the United States ever to say he's not going to have a peaceful transfer of power. And he meant what he said that time. He wasn't lying. He wasn't for a peaceful transfer of power. He did everything he could to overturn and destroy our democracy on January 6th. And he needs to be held accountable for that. No Democrat has ever done that or done anything close to that. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to go to one more call. Ron in Madison. Ron, are you there?
Hey, Matt, I am here. I'm in complete agreement with you. As a former Air Force Reserve officer, what happened on January 6th was nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat. And when you combine what was going on there and the fact that some of the people in the crowd were wearing body armor and had weapons, and all of the facts that have been developed by the January 6th committee, I don't know how anyone cannot see it as an attempted coup d'etat.
I think you're absolutely right, Ron, and thanks for the call. I mean, it was a coup. It was a violent insurrection. It's going to go down in history as the most shameful act in our entire democracy after the Civil War anyway, maybe with that possible one exception. And Donald Trump will go down as a scoundrel of the highest proportion. And for that, he needs to be accountable. We need to make sure that this man doesn't get away with the crimes that he committed and that no president ever gets away with doing this ever again. We need to have a peaceful transfer of power. We need to have respect for our elections. We need to be not be the worst spoiled sports in the history of competition. I mean, Donald Trump and his backers are like the bad athletes and their parents who are out yelling at the ref in the parking lot. And it's been 2 years after the game ended. Come on now, get over it. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm summing in here for Dom and Crute and having a good time doing it here with Evan. It's Devil Radio, Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back with Representative Francesca Hong after the break. Please stay with us.
You're stealing. Right to jail. You're playing music too loud? Right to jail. Right away. You're driving too fast? Jail.